All right, ready to explore Namibia?
Let's do it.
Today we're taking a deep dive into this incredible country.
Through a photographer's lens.
Yeah, we'll be looking at Namibia's stunning landscapes and diverse wildlife.
All based on a really cool itinerary from Where to Go Namibia.
They're a tour operator based in Swakopmund.
Yeah, and they've put together an adventure perfect for people like us.
People who love incredible
And
sights.
capturing that perfect shot.
Absolutely. They offer everything.
From quad
So
biking
quad biking.
to camel rides
Wow.
and
Farming.
even marine catamaran tours and kayaking.
That's a pretty diverse itinerary.
It is.
Let's start with the quad bikes. I
Okay.
mean,
Yeah.
who doesn't love the idea of,
Speeding through the Namib Desert.
on a quad bike? I can just
Yeah.
picture it
Yeah.
zooming over those epic dunes
The wind whipping past,
through the
yeah.
vast desert all around.
And you know what?
Food.
It's not just a thrill ride.
Oh.
It's a photographer's dream.
Really?
Think about it.
So
For
nice.
text, the Namib Desert.
Yeah.
It's all about texture. Contrast, those shifting sand patterns, early
Yes.
morning light.
Creating those long shadows.
Incredible photographic opportunities.
You need a wide angle lens, right,
Like
to capture the scale of the dunes.
against that massive sky.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's really something.
But wouldn't the midday sun be a
Oh,
bit harsh?
you're right. For photography, the midday sun can be
I
tough.
was thinking that.
That's why these tours are timed just right.
How so?
Early morning or late afternoon.
When the light is softer.
Exactly.
That makes sense.
More dramatic, too.
Yeah, with those long shadows.
And that warm golden glow.
It really highlights the textures.
It would.
So we've got the quad bikes.
Yeah.
Now let's talk about a different perspective,
Okay.
where Sego Namibia also offers camel rides.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds
That's
amazing.
a whole different vibe.
It's got to be a much slower
It
pace,
is.
much more traditional.
Like those early explorers.
Right.
Right.
But what about the photography?
Well,
Yeah.
think about it.
Okay.
You're up high on that camel. You
Yeah.
get these amazing panoramic view.
Sweeping landscapes.
I got it.
And the camels themselves.
Oh, yeah.
They're such interesting subjects.
Especially against that desert backdrop.
It's like this perfect blend of this
Humans.
and the natural world.
I love it.
Me too.
But camels aren't exactly known for their speed.
That's
So
true.
how much ground can you actually cover?
Well,
Yeah.
these rides are designed with photographers in mind.
Okay.
They move at a leisurely pace.
So you have time to actually take photos.
Exactly.
Okay.
And they make stops.
They do
Yeah.
at specific points.
Chosen for their photographic potential.
That makes sense.
So it's not about covering a lot of distance,
Yeah.
it's about really soaking in the atmosphere,
Okay.
noticing those small details,
Yeah.
capturing those special moments, those interactions between humans and animals.
Yeah, and the landscape.
I'm sold.
Great.
From the desert, we're heading to the coast now
Sounds good.
for a marine catamaran tour
Okay.
in Walvis Bay.
Interesting.
That's a complete change of scenery.
It is.
What kind of photos can we expect out on the ocean?
Well, Walvis Bay is teeming with life.
Really?
You've got playful dolphins
Wow.
leaping alongside the catamaran.
That'd be an amazing photo.
And Cape fur seals basking on the shore,
Oh, cool.
and flocks of seabirds circling overhead.
That's incredible.
You could get some amazing wildlife shots,
Yeah.
stunning seascapes.
Oh, I bet.
And don't forget
Yeah.
the point where the dunes meet the ocean.
The contrast
Yeah.
would be incredible.
Photographer's dream.
It sounds like a visual feast.
It is.
But what about camera settings? It can't be easy to capture dolphins,
You're right.
especially from a moving boat.
It can be tricky.
Any tips?
Well,
Yeah.
you'll want a fast shutter speed.
Ooh. To freeze the action.
Exactly. And a
Woo!
telephoto lens.
For those close-ups,
Yeah.
what about if the light's low?
Don't be afraid to bump up your ISO.
Yeah, good tip.
And most importantly,
Yeah.
patience.
That's key.
Be ready for those fleeting
The
moments.
moments of brilliance.
That's it.
Okay, so we've got the catamaran tour,
Yeah.
but Where to Go Namibia also offers something else.
What's that?
Kayaking excursions
Kayaking.
in Walvis Bay.
Oh, wow.
Now that sounds like a more intimate encounter
It
with
is.
the marine life.
For
I
sure.
can picture it. You're gliding through the water,
So peaceful.
surrounded by seals and dolphins.
It's a whole other level of immersion.
Definitely.
And you know what?
What?
It's a photographer's paradise.
How so?
Well, you're right at eye level with the water.
I
You
see.
can get incredibly close to those animals.
Without disturbing them.
Right.
And the conditions in Walvis Bay,
Yeah.
are they good for photography?
Ideal.
Really?
You've got calm water.
And clear skies.
Creating those reflections on the water.
Exactly.
Wow.
It adds another dimension to your photos.
Kayaking with seals sounds a little adventurous, though.
Yeah.
What about safety?
Safety is always the top priority.
Of course.
The tour operators know that they give you detailed briefings.
They do.
On how to interact with the animals.
Responsibly.
Respectfully.
That's good.
They also give you all the necessary gear.
Okay.
And guide you on the best techniques.
For approaching the animals.
Yeah, without causing them stress.
So you can get those great photos.
Exactly.
But safely.
Right.
Okay, so we've gone from the intimacy of kayaking.
Yeah.
To something truly spectacular.
What's that?
A scenic flight.
A scenic flight.
Over Namibia's coastline.
Oh, wow.
Imagine soaring above the Namib Desert.
Yeah.
Seeing it collide with the Atlantic Ocean.
Wow.
That contrast.
The starkness of the desert.
Against the vibrant blue ocean.
Breathtaking.
But wouldn't shooting from a moving plane be difficult?
It can be.
What kind of lens would you recommend?
A good zoom lens is essential. Capturing those wide vistas, detailed shots of specific features.
What about settings?
Fast shutter speed.
To counteract the plane's movement.
Right.
Anything else?
A polarizing filter.
What does that do?
Reduces glare, enhances the colors.
Good tips.
And of course, secure your camera.
Don't want any accidents.
No.
It sounds like those aerial shots would be worth the effort, though.
Absolutely.
A completely different perspective on those landscapes.
Allowing you to really appreciate
the vastness of Namibia.
And the intricate details.
On that breathtaking note,
we've
covered a lot in this first part.
We have.
Of our Namibian adventure.
It's been great.
But there's still more to explore.
Lots more.
Stay tuned as we delve deeper into the world of where to go Namibia.
Sounds good.
And uncover even more photographic inspiration.
I'm excited.
Me too.
Welcome back.
It's great to be back.
We were just talking about those scenic flights.
Yeah.
And the amazing views they offer.
It's like a whole new way to see Namibia.
It is.
I was thinking about that contrast.
Yeah.
The desert, meeting the ocean.
Right.
Seeing it from above.
Yeah.
Must really emphasize just how diverse Namibia's environment is.
It does.
It's like two worlds colliding.
Exactly.
And the aerial perspective
lets
you see the bigger picture.
You see how the coastline is shaped by the wind and the water.
It reminds us.
Of what?
That we're just a small part.
Yeah.
Of this vast interconnected ecosystem.
It really does.
And speaking of interconnectedness, I think it's important to note that this where to go Namibia experience, it's not just for professional photographers.
Oh, no.
It's for anyone.
Who wants to connect with nature.
Yeah.
Explore new landscapes.
Exactly.
And capture those memories in a meaningful way.
Absolutely.
Whether you're using
a high-end DSLR.
Yeah.
Or just your smartphone camera.
It doesn't matter.
The focus is on capturing the essence of Namibia.
Whoever that means to you.
I love that. It's about the experience, not just the equipment.
Exactly.
But I do wonder,
what?
With so much variety on this excursion,
how
does where to go Namibia ensure that everyone gets the most out of it?
Word.
Regardless of their photography skills.
They have expert guides.
Okay.
Who are not only knowledgeable about Namibia.
Oh, wow.
But also passionate about photography.
That's great.
They can provide tips and guidance
on things like
composition, lighting, capturing unique moments.
No matter your skill level, it's about fostering creativity, encouraging everyone
to see the world through a photographer's eye.
That makes sense.
That's like having a personal photography coach
along for the ride.
Exactly.
And they understand that everyone has their own unique vision.
They do.
They encourage participants to explore different styles.
Yeah.
Experiment with angles and perspectives.
Right.
Tell their own stories.
Through their photography.
So it's really about empowering people.
Yeah.
To express themselves creatively.
No matter their experience level.
Exactly.
They create a really supportive and inspiring environment.
Where people can learn and grow.
And capture images.
That reflect their personal connection to Namibia.
Oh.
You know, we've been talking a lot about the visuals.
We have.
But I imagine the sounds and smells of Namibia.
Oh, yeah.
Must play a huge role in the experience, too.
Absolutely.
Like the silence of the desert.
Yeah.
Broken only by the whisper of the wind.
Or the crashing waves along the coast.
Right.
The cries of seabirds, the barking of seals.
It's incredible.
These sensory experiences add so much depth
to the photographic journey.
It's not just what you see.
Right.
It's what you hear and smell, too.
It all becomes part of the story you're telling.
Exactly.
So for those listening,
yeah,
who might be feeling inspired,
okay,
to embark on their own Namibian adventure.
Great.
Sounds good.
Let's talk a bit more about where to go in Namibia,
yeah,
and the logistics of this trip.
Right.
We know they're based in Swakopmund,
right,
but what else can you tell us?
Well, they're a highly reputable tour operator, a deep understanding and respect for Namibia.
For its natural and cultural heritage.
Exactly.
That's really important.
It is.
Especially in a place as ecologically sensitive as Namibia.
They prioritize sustainable tourism practices.
That's good to hear.
They work closely with local communities
to make sure their impact is positive.
And beneficial.
So they're showcasing the beauty of Namibia.
While preserving it.
For future generations.
Exactly.
It sounds like they're committed to doing things the right way.
They are.
And their website.
Yeah.
Is that a good starting point for people to learn more?
Absolutely. It's got all the information.
Detailed itineraries, pricing, accommodation options.
And of course.
Stunning photos.
To get you inspired.
For sure.
Do they offer any other tours or excursions? Oh, yeah.
Lots besides the photography-focused one.
They have a diverse range of tours and activities.
Oh, wow.
Wildlife safaris in Etosha National Park.
Oh, wow.
Exploring the Skeleton Coast.
Incredible.
They can tailor experiences to suit anyone.
So they're a one-stop shop.
Yeah.
For experiencing Namibia.
Pretty much.
And with their commitment to sustainability,
yeah,
travelers can feel good about supporting them.
Knowing they're doing things the right way.
Exactly.
They understand that travel is a privilege.
And a responsibility.
They create experiences that are memorable.
And meaningful.
Contributing to the well-being of Namibia.
And its people.
Right.
What a beautiful sentiment.
Yeah.
Well, we've covered a lot in this segment.
We have.
From the sensory experiences of Namibia
yeah.
to the ethical considerations of travel.
Right.
But we're not done yet.
Oh.
Stay tuned
okay.
for the final part
of our deep dive,
where we'll wrap up our exploration.
Sounds good.
Of where to go Namibia and leave you with some final thoughts.
Uh-huh.
Capturing the essence of this extraordinary country.
I'm looking forward to it.
Welcome back to our Namibian adventure.
It's been quite a journey.
We've covered so much.
From those thrilling quad bikes
yeah.
to the peaceful kayaks.
It's been a whirlwind of inspiration.
It has.
What I find amazing
yeah.
is how Where to Go Namibia caters to so many interests.
They do.
While still focusing on photography.
Right.
It's an experience that's both exhilarating and insightful.
You really get to capture the essence of Namibia.
In a way that's personal to you.
That's the key.
You know,
yeah.
it struck me how each activity offers a different perspective,
mm-hmm.
not just visually,
right.
but emotionally, too.
Oh, yeah.
Like the rush of the quad bike,
yeah.
the gentle sway of the camel.
The stillness of the kayak.
They all evoke different feelings.
Oh, sure.
Which can influence your photos.
Absolutely.
Photography is about so much more than just technical skill.
It really is.
It's about capturing a feeling, a moment, a story.
And Where to Go Namibia understands that.
They've created this amazing environment.
Where travelers can connect with the landscape.
On a deeper level.
Yeah.
And that connection.
It shines through.
In their photography.
For sure.
That's what makes this excursion so special.
What do you mean?
It's not about checking things off a list.
Okay.
Or getting that one perfect photo.
Okay.
It's about immersing yourself in the experience.
Right.
Feeling those emotions yeah. that Namibia evokes.
And translating those feelings.
Into powerful images.
Exactly.
It's about capturing the soul of Namibia.
Not just its surface.
And that's a challenge for any photographer.
Whether you're a seasoned pro.
Or just starting out.
Doesn't matter.
Speaking of challenges.
Yeah.
What would you say is the biggest one
mm.
that photographers might face on this excursion?
Well, there's the harsh desert light.
Yeah.
The unpredictable wildlife.
Right.
But I think the biggest challenge, and the most rewarding one.
What is it?
Finding your own vision.
Amidst all that beauty?
Exactly.
It's easy to get caught up.
In trying to recreate those iconic images
yeah.
you've seen of Namibia.
But the real magic
yeah.
happens when you see things with fresh eyes.
When you capture what speaks to you personally.
That's a great point.
It's about finding your own voice as a photographer.
Using the landscape as your canvas.
Your emotions as your guide.
And Where to Go Namibia provides the perfect setting for that.
It does.
So as we wrap up our deep dive
yeah.
into the world of Where to Go Namibia,
okay.
what's the one key takeaway
mm-mm.
you hope our listeners will remember?
I hope they remember that photography is a powerful tool connecting with the world around us.
It's about more than just pretty pictures.
It's
about capturing the essence of a place.
Telling stories, sharing your perspective.
And Namibia offers a unique canvas for that.
With its diverse landscapes and vibrant culture.
Beautifully said. And for those listening who are feeling inspired to embark on their own Namibian adventure,
right,
we highly recommend checking out Where to Go Namibia.
They really offer an incredible opportunity
to experience this magical country
in a way that's meaningful and memorable.
Who knows? Maybe you'll even discover a hidden talent
for photography.
That's the beauty of travel.
You never know what you might find,
both within yourself
and in the world.
So go out there, explore, capture those moments.
It's your stories.
We can't wait to see what you create.
Me neither.
Thanks for joining us.
It's been a pleasure.
On this incredible journey through Namibia.
Until next time.